Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 4th. The grains closed lower with May corn down 4¾ cents, closing at 363. May beans down a half a cent, closing at 9.37¾. And May wheat down 0.75 cents, closing at 4.27. Once again, on the close, the funds sold corn, wheat, and beans wasn't quite as heavy as yesterday, but enough to push the corn and the beans and wheat lower. The corn was under pressure here all day. I'm not quite sure why. I don't see this weather as being very conducive. We don't see very much planting activity going on around the country. Again, it's very early, but you would think they'd be putting in some premium. And the funds are short close to 200,000 contracts out here, in my opinion. So, you know, I would have hoped that we could have seen, something positive, but these funds just keep laying all over this grain market. The beans took out the double bottom at 9.37¼ by 0.75 cents, but we couldn't close under it. It is a new low close for the year, but we really need to close under that 9.37 to really convince me that these prices are moving lower. Now, it's certainly possible out here. We're only 0.75 cents away from it, but the technicals will look very weak if we do close under 9.37. Wheat market, Kansas City is going to close up a couple of cents here, but Chicago just a little bit lower. Again, you know, we're going to get an inch or two of snow tomorrow night in Chicago. Cold temperatures, I don't see it helping the wheat at all out here. We've had really too much rain, in my opinion. We're about 35% over where we were on the averages for the month of March. So it's been wet out here. Yeah, we needed some moisture, but it seems fairly non-relenting out here, certainly delaying corn planting, and yet we can't get the corn to rally much here. So I'm not quite sure why the funds want to press this thing as bad as they are. I guess they're kind of just looking at the bean numbers and saying that's going to drag down this whole complex, which it may well. I'm really kind of surprised the corn was down as much as it was here today. But if these funds really want to continue to press it, who wants to step up there in front of the freight train and buy it? We've tried to start off the last couple of days on the firm side, and then within, the first half hour, the funds start coming in and selling it off and keep pushing these prices lower. So as long as the funds control this thing and want to keep pushing it lower, it's going to take something significant to turn it around. I don't really see that at the moment unless it stays cold and wet in the Midwest. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.